In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, grant to each one of us the gift of common sense and reason. Grant that we may be faithful to those gifts that you give us, so that we may live an orderly life. We ask this through Christ, our beloved Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Common sense. It's one of those things that has been going kind of to the wayside. We become very excited about certain things, but common sense, that is what we really should be excited about. Common sense is necessary for everything we do, especially in the spiritual life. We have to have common sense in our food, in our sleep, in everything that we do. Now, with regard to living a spiritual life and living a Catholic life, St. Ignatius puts it perfectly. This is what he says. All things being equal. Now, what that means is this. That all things being equal, you can do almost anything within reason and common sense that will bring you to a greater love of God. But all things must be equal. In other words, if you're a diabetic, you can't fast. In other words, you can't just take food away from you because you go into a diabetic coma or shock. Or you'll have not enough food in order to survive. You'll become sick or sickly. Common sense would tell us that you can't, if you're all things being equal, if you're a student, you can't do 24-hour adoration every night for 9 days of a novena. Because common sense would tell you, not only are you a dope, but you will never be able to go to school and learn anything. You'll be in a daze, and you might even kill yourself. And so common sense is absolutely essential for the right order of a spiritual person. Remember, God created us body and soul. With the soul is the spiritual aspect and the body is the physical aspect. There has to be respect on both sides. If I am going to be a person who is in love with God, I have to recognize both of those elements. I have to do that which will bring my soul, raise it to God, and will respect the spiritual world and prepare myself for eternity. But I also have to use the common sense. Even St. Francis, when he was dying, he was so hard on his body, which he nicknamed Brother Ass, that he apologized to his own body near the end of his life before he died, because he realized that he went overboard, that he didn't respect as much his body as he should have. And so we have to recognize that all things being equal, I must respect not only my soul, but also my body. I am a composite being of body and soul. And therefore, for right ordering of my soul, I have to recognize that my body has certain needs. I have to realize that how I treat my body will have a direct correlation in the spiritual life. What happens in my spiritual life will also be in my body. For example, I remember someone who was doing a fast before communion, but they were taking Coumadin and steroids for some problem that they were having. And when they came to Mass, though they had made the fast, they were on the floor in a heartbeat. And there was a big mess because there was all of this stuff, commotion going on. All things weren't equal. When you are ill, you eat and take medicine. When you are healthy, you can do certain things that a sick person cannot do. And so therefore, we have to respect the needs of the body as well as the needs of the soul. There has to be a harmony, a balance. I've said before that virtue lies in the middle of the road, and that's the exact same thing with regard to the body and soul. There has to be a balance in everything that we do. Common sense and reason is so essential that the Church teaches that we can never, ever, as Roman Catholic priests, ever teach anything that goes against common sense or reason. That's how important it is. There's not one single thing that the Church teaches that sins against those gifts from God. Reason is a gift from God. Common sense is a gift from God. And we have to use both of them for the right order of our lives. If we do, what will happen is we will see things and we will moderate things. We will look at something and we'll see, now, will this be for the benefit of my soul? If you are a mother of a family, you can't make a 30-day retreat. Simple as that. All things aren't equal. Before you get married, you can do a 30-day retreat. But once you are married, all things are not equal anymore. So you have to bring them to an equilibrium. And then you look, what can I do? A Corsio, perfect. A mini 30-day retreat wrapped in 3 days. Wonderful way to go about it. But we have to make certain that we see the common sense of what we are doing. Now, remember, we are called to be saints, and we are called to a certain extent to live the gospel radically, but that is always respecting the body that God gave us. Because remember, our bodies are a gift from God. Our soul is a gift from God. And respecting that gift is also reverencing God. We are called, and oftentimes in the spiritual life, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. We are temples of God. Why? Because we are God-bearers. Just like Mary was a God-bearer, we also are like the Ark of the Covenant. We have God within us. And once we have been restored to grace, we have the indwelling of the Trinity. So our basis for respecting our body is the very fact that it is the temple of God. And therefore, we have to be extraordinarily careful. Smoking, for example. Why is smoking bad? Well, years ago, before it was written on the carton, you might have had an excuse. Now you look at a carton, you look at a pack of cigarettes, and it tells you you're going to die from this. You have no reason or right to pollute your body with something like that. Because now we know it is harmful. We can't do anything harmful to our bodies. We have to reverence them. We have to help them. And we have to use them in order to be able to touch the divine. Everything that we know of God, for the most part, comes through our senses. So our senses have to be in working order. We have to respect the senses, and so that we open them up, so that all the five senses, when God gives things and gives sensory perceptions and experiences, they enter into our bodies through those five senses. And then they enter into the body and the soul. And then deep inside our soul is the spiritual sense that God at times can enter profoundly and directly into. But in order for us to achieve that level of spirituality in the very heart of our being, we must open our bodies and the senses that we have through common sense to the workings of the divine, to the workings of the Holy Spirit. And so, by being healthy, by taking care of ourselves, I'm not talking about fanaticism, I'm talking about being normal, opening ourselves to the workings of grace through the things that surround us, we will begin to understand more and more the mysteries that surround us, and we'll be able to embrace and understand and accept the great mysteries that come to us through the senses from God. Now, God can shut the senses down anytime he wants, and he can bypass them. But for the most part, in order to get to that point, we have to respect our bodies in such a way, respect with common sense and reason everything that surrounds us, so that we will belong to God completely, as the chalice belongs to God and can only be used for the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, so to a certain extent, that's what our bodies must become. Temples of God. We must respect them. We must polish them and keep them as beautiful and spotless and stainless as we possibly can. So that when God does choose and deign to give us himself, bypassing the senses, even though we feel nothing, we will still contain God himself. And this is the right order of reason, to look and wait and expect for God, be expectant for God, wait for him, respecting everything and everyone around us, especially the gift that God gave us, our very body and soul. If we do, we will truly be faithful to his call to belong to him and to be heirs of heaven. God bless you.